Welcome back to Mid-Ohio Hockey Talk. It's Pam and Darren, and Gage is out of town, and we are going to work on the show today together, just the two of us. And we'll look back at, we'll start with the Blackhawks and take a look at the Dallas game a little bit. And then, of course, oh my goodness, that Red Wings game Thursday night. We are recording this before the stadium series, so we won't have any details on that, but we will give you the gist of what's planned for Saturday. So if you're listening to this on Friday, you're cool. Hello, Darren. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello. It's going to be an effort for us to carry on without Gage, but I think we're up to it.
I think we'll be okay. So we have a 5-1 win against the Blackhawks back on the 22nd. And we had a 6-4 win against the Dallas Stars, so that kind of sets us up there.
I was at a lot of these games,
okay.
Actually.
All right. Well, give me your thoughts on those two games before we move on to that big game against the Red Wings.
So the Blackhawks game, we're coming out of the sort of break. We've been limping into it. We were injured. We had a couple heartbreaking losses, and so I was kind of nervous because the Blackhawks are not good, and that would be a horrible game to lose.
That's true.
But we had some players actually coming back healthy. We can talk about that. But I was just happy for the win, and it was exciting. And I think we almost had a hat trick from Kent Johnson that game, if I remember correctly. He had like two goals like in the first period, and my wife's like pointing at my hat like, you're actually going to have to throw it. But he didn't get it, but we basically smashed him. Did you watch the game?
I did, yes.
So did you see when we were up 1-0 and then they scored the goal, and I'm like, oh, here we go again, but they disallowed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right. And after that, it was, you know, the race was on. So
yes.
Very, very exciting game, a very bad team. You know, we need to win those games too.
We do.
Make the playoffs.
That's
and
right.
We're looking good.
So as far as the, we'll talk about the injuries quickly. We got Boone Jenner back now, and we're waiting on Guddy and Monahan and Chinney. And Cole Sillinger went out on that Red Wings game Thursday. So, well, hopefully we get some of these other guys back by Saturday, but we'll have to wait and see. As far as the Dallas game, I was very nervous about that Dallas game because they are an excellent team. In fact, they're sitting in the number two slot for the playoffs.
They're a great team.
Yes, exactly. Number two slot in their playoff contention, if you will, and pretty solidly, I might add. And yet we beat them 6-4. Nice job.
So that game was crazy. I'll do a little bit of an admission. I thought they would beat us, so I placed a bet on the game,
$1.
So we're not talking. We're not talking by a lot.
I know.
But what I bet was that Elvis would have more than 26 saves, and their goalie would have more than 24 saves.
All right.
I was like, it turns out they didn't get any shots on goal on Elvis. Like it was like 10. Crazy.
Right.
And we smashed them. So the other guy didn't make any saves because everything went in the net. So. I lost my dollar, but
you
I was very happy
dollar.
To do so.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. All right.
Yeah, that's a good team. And
yes.
It was a big win coming out of the break to win those two games.
Right.
I was like, maybe we got something here.
Right. And we've been kind of talking here in the office this week about the fact that the new coach, Dean Evans is an amazing coach in that he seems to be very personable, and I think that he's definitely brought this team all together, and I think it's likely that we're going to go to the playoffs. You don't want to jinx it, of course, and we've got, 23 games left to go after Saturday. And right now, leading into that Saturday game with the Red Wings, of course, we beat them Thursday night 5-2. Wow, what a game. Oh, my gosh.
Another surprising.
Wow.
Yeah, they're a good team.
I was nervous. I thought that we would be in it. We would stay in it, but I thought it would be closer.
Well,
yeah.
And remember, it's an away game.
That's right. We beat them in their barn. We beat them in their barn. So that was exciting. So at that point, we are at 66 points for the Blue Jackets and 66 points for the Red Wings heading into the Saturday Stadium Series game. And both of those amounts put both teams in the wild card spots for the playoffs at this time. But again, we have 23 games yet to go. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with Monahan. He is in a wrist splint. So we're standing by for him. I believe Gudbranson is close, and Chinnikov, we've got no details on his status. So we may hear something late Friday into Saturday as far as whether either of them would be available for the game Saturday night. But I'm very glad to have Boone Jenner back.
And Marchenko,
absolutely. Yeah, that was amazing. I know. And he spoke to Jody after Thursday night's win, and his jaw isn't wired shut anymore. And I was so excited for that kid. I swear, I can't imagine having that. Well, I've had it actually once a long time ago, but I won't bother the explanation. But it is not fun. Not fun at all.
Yeah, and he's actually back and playing well. So yes. Here's what my concern was. When your jaw's wired shut, I think you're on kind of a liquid diet.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
true.
I can't imagine you're in peak shape. You know, mm-hmm. you're not eating what you need to be eating. But I think his first game back, he either had a goal or assist, but he was mm-hmm. definitely playing, and he's had a yes. goal. So he's becoming my wife Marcia's favorite player. So
I hope he
likes staying here.
Yes, I do too. Do you know off the top of your head? I know you sort of keep track of some of the contracts. How much time do we have left with him?
I'll pull it up while we're talking.
Okay. Let me take a moment to step back for a minute from the Blue Jackets and tell you that OSU men are standing at ninth in the NCAA, and they are 21-10-2. The OSU women are actually playing this weekend, yes, at the OSU ice rink in the middle of all of the events on Saturday. You could stop by the OSU ice rink. They're playing at 3:00 Saturday and 3:00 Sunday versus St. Thomas, and they remain number two in the NCAA. And of course, they are the reigning champs from last season. High school hockey standings. Well, we're all done with that because the Capital Hockey Conference had their big OHSAA ice hockey state tournaments last weekend for the Columbus region and at the Ice House there at Nationwide Arena, and congratulations to Olentangy Liberty. They are the winners of the 2024-2025 OHSAA Ice Hockey State Tournament. And then we won't go into the standings right now, but if you're interested in club hockey and you want to keep track of those kids, we always promote their website as gchschl.net. Speaking of Saturday, of course, Saturday's big events, the parking opens at 8 a.m. So if you have purchased parking and you're going to take advantage of that, you can start arriving down at the stadium area at 8 a.m. The Fan Fest starts at noon, and it looks like 1:30, doors open for the pep rally at St. John Arena. The athletic band will start at 2:30. OAR's performance is at 3:15, and just like the OSU football players, the Columbus Blue Jackets players will be in attendance at St. John for this pep rally, and then they are scheduled to walk to the stadium just like the OSU football players do. So the fans will make a tunnel. That walk is planned for 3:20 tomorrow, and then 4 p.m. is when the stadium doors open. The gates open for OSU Stadium at 4, and the game events begin at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And the officials are urging anyone who has tickets to start lining up to go into the stadium at 4 p.m. so that we don't have too long a lines for security. Of course, the event will be high, you know, there will be a lot of security to go through. And make sure you check online, especially if you're a lady and you carry a purse. Yeah, you're not going to be able to bring that in there. Wristlets only.
Don't do it.
Just the basics, your phone and a credit card and a driver's license. That's all you're going to probably want in that wristlet. So make sure you take a look at what they have. And of course, anyone with a medical condition or you have a child with you, there is a certain limit, but you can have a bag for that. So check all that online. And again, we are at 66 points tied with the Red Wings for the wild card, two slots. So it's the Red Wings and the Blue Jackets neck and neck. So we need a win for Saturday night at the Stadium Series game.
So, Pam, you gave a lot of great details. Yes. I hope people take those to heart and mm-hmm. use them and come to the game.
Right.
I just want to get emotionally excited for this game.
Mm-hmm.
You've known me for many years.
I have.
I've been bugging about this outdoor game since I got Blue Jackets tickets. It's finally happening.
It's finally happening.
I don't
think
people realize, like, we're one of the last teams to get it. And it's like the All-Star game. They rotate. Uh-huh. We might not get this again in our lifetimes ever. You don't know.
Right.
I mean, so don't just say, oh, it's kind of cool, but maybe I'll check it out next time. There mm-hmm. might not,
there,
be,
might
there
not
probably
be a
won't
next
be a
time.
Next time.
That's great.
So there, I've heard there are like either some tickets, like a few smattering of seats, you know, not long groups. Like mm-hmm. if you're on the fence, go to this game. It's going to be an experience. You can say you went there. It actually means something. Mm-hmm. They didn't know that when the season started, but we're both fighting for a playoff spot.
That's right.
So like this
that
is going to be
even
an
more
exciting game. Yeah. So mm-hmm. get down there. It's going to be fun. They made an event out of it. I've been reading for this and I want it to be a success. So maybe it does come back or we get the All-Star game or something. So really show the NHL that Columbus is a hockey town.
Yes. And they were saying last night, this is Friday when we're recording. So it was last night, Thursday night's game, the coverage for Thursday night's game. The announcers were discussing the fact that this is probably going to be the second largest NHL outdoor game in history. Because
yeah,
of the
but you
number,
know who was number one.
Yes, I know. We don't need to talk about that. Just put that aside. I was just going to say that tells you how many tickets have already sold. And as Darren just mentioned, there are some tickets still available, but get them as soon as possible because they're going to go fast and it could sell out. And again, the parking opens at 8 a.m. around the stadium lots, the things that are available. We talked about OAR being part of the fan event at St. John Arena, and also 21 Pilots, local rock band. I would call them a rock band, wouldn't you? I mean, that's rock,
yeah,
isn't it?
They probably are some sort
pop.
Of weird new genre, but they're very popular.
They
but
are very popular, yes. They've been at Nationwide Arena many times. I've worked like three or four of their concerts over the years. 21 Pilots will be the first intermission entertainment, just so you know. That is already scheduled, so that's part of the entire day, and we're just so excited to have this event in Columbus. It is a NHL event. The NHL has set up the rink. It's all set to go. The guys are going to get to practice on it ahead of the game, and it's just going to be like a game day, but it's going to be even more intense because of the point situation, especially. But again, it you can't wait till the last minute to get there because it's 100,000 of your closest friends. So
normally
we would have about 19,000 standing room only at Nationwide Arena. So think about the traffic. This is like an OSU game and it's an evening game. So that means we're going to see a trickle in throughout the day, but don't wait until the last minute to get in line because you still have to get your vehicle parked and you have to get through security to get inside the stadium and to your seating. Now I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I would say one positive thing. That's mm-hmm. a good warning. I mean, yeah. this isn't more capacity than an Ohio State football game. So
no.
if you've been to Ohio State football games, it's probably the same thing.
Very
you don't
true.
Want to be at the end and get stuck in line. You don't no. want to not have a place to park. So just think about it like that. It's not like double that, but it is annoying,
yeah,
right? You got to plan it out.
But I'm saying the Blue Jackets fans that are used to 20,000 people
yes.
getting their parking around Nationwide Arena, this is four times that.
Yeah,
so,
no, you don't want to roll in like 10 minutes before the puck drops.
That's right.
But
yep.
just think about like an Ohio State game. And
absolutely.
If you've never been to one, ask a friend or listen to Pam's warnings. She's right.
That's right. Yes. We want you to get, that's why they have so many events planned after 12 noon. They're going to have all kinds of sponsored stations where you can check out things and again, the big event in St. John is sort of like Skull Session, but it's being called a pep rally for the Blue Jackets game. So I think they've done a great job of setting this all up.
So the other thing I want to mention, and I'm very curious to see. So when I saw the matchup and I knew how our season went last mm-hmm. year and the chaos of our offseason, I pretty much thought we'd sell out, but it would be all Detroit fans.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard that most of the tickets are from the Columbus area because, you know, they can tell where your credit card is.
Yep.
So I'm actually hoping we have a pro Blue Jackets crowd because even in Nationwide, there's a lot of Detroit people there. It's so close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a lot of people like
drive.
Them.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm hoping we have a big Blue Jackets fan. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
I think so, too. It's
pretty
exciting.
Pam, did you decide? You were on the fence. Are you going?
I am not going to be able to go because I do have rheumatoid arthritis, so the cold is going to...
It's going to be super
I'm going to be watching. I will tell you, there is coverage on the local channels throughout the daytime, so I will have the TV on all day watching the pre-coverage, and then, of course, the event itself is on ESPN, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus if you need it for the streaming purposes, and FanDuel as well. That channel will carry it as well, as far as I understand. But let me just look ahead a little bit. We're all excited about this Stadium Series NHL game between the Blue Jackets and the Red Wings on Saturday night. But guess who we play on Tuesday in their barn?
I don't even know. I haven't.
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Ooh.
They're good. And then we go across Florida and we play the Panthers on Thursday in their barn. And then the next game is the New York Rangers at their barn. So and then New Jersey. And these are all important games. So we've got four away games following this set. Yeah, and the next time we're back home at Nationwide Arena is the 13th versus the Las Vegas Knights, Golden Knights. So.
Oh, man, that's a tough run. So I'm glad we won these games so far.
Yes,
we
got to
win
exactly.
on Saturday then.
Yes.
I think if we can go 2-2 in those next four games, we'll be pretty happy.
Yeah, well, in my head, they are all playoff games, and we have to win them all. And I know that's 23 games, and it's not likely we're going to win 23 games. I'm not expecting that. But in my head, as a fan, I know they have to win almost all of the games here on out because we've got to get ahead. The next team, if you will, above.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've already talked about the fact that the Blue Jackets and the Red Wings have 66 points apiece right now going into the Stadium Series Saturday night. The next team in our area, if you will, is the New Jersey Devils, and they have 70.
Are you going up or down?
I'm going up. Okay, I'm going up in the current standings that I looked at this morning.
Yep.
The New Jersey Devils have 70 points. So my point is, if we keep winning and then the New Jersey Devils lose a couple, we don't have that far to go to actually bump into the actual list, not just as a wild card. And that's something that's something that Gage kept talking about leading up to today's show. And of course, he's not here today. If he was, he would be pounding that big time. So I wanted to bring that out. I looked at their numbers and I'm thinking, okay, who's the next team we have to reach and beat? It would be the New Jersey Devils. And we'd play them in another week and a half.
So I love how you and Gage are glass half full people. I'm always a glass half empty.
Okay.
Can you look and tell me who we have to stay ahead of?
That's
I
right.
just want to make the playoffs.
Yeah, like, well, I want to make the playoffs.
Cool, but I want to get in.
Well, I agree. I want to make the playoffs any way we can, but moving up into that third spot gives you a different perspective on life versus being a wild card.
Well, it gives you a nice little buffer. I just want to make sure we don't get caught by the guys behind us, you know?
Yeah.
I do have Marchenko's understand. Numbers, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Okay, cool. So where are we at
Marchenko,
with him?
He is signed through the 26-27 season,
great.
And then he's a restricted free agent for 27-28.
Okay.
So we got him for a bit. I didn't realize he's only a draft pick from like a couple years ago. He's
yes,
like
that's correct.
This is his first year, but he was a second round pick in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Very young.
So he's
yes.
been stashed for a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so he'll be here for a while. We can all root for him, but.
The other teams that we have to watch chipping out at us is the Rangers and the Senators and the Bruins. All three of those teams are behind us by a couple of points right now. So all it takes is us losing one and them winning one,
yes.
and those numbers start to crunch differently.
Especially when we play a team like the Rangers. That's going to be a big game.
Well, yes and no. You know, we play them twice in 1 week coming up in March. We play them. We play them at Madison Square Garden March 9th, and then we play them here at Nationwide Arena on March 15th. So two games against the New York Rangers. Hello, Michael. And they're not doing well this year, but that doesn't mean they couldn't suddenly turn it around. So we have to be very careful.
If they beat us twice, then that's 4-point swing. So
I
that's
agree.
That's why that's a big game.
That's exactly right. And then looking on to April, which is what's left of the regulation season, if you will, we have the Panthers. We also will be meeting the Maple Leafs again. We see the Senators twice. And again, they're one of the teams that's nipping at our heels. We play Washington twice. They're so far ahead that it's highly unlikely we could catch them, but that's okay. And the other question, let me go back one moment here, just a second, because I was reading something else this week. Okay, that must be it. Okay, so another game that I want to bring to your attention is we play the Washington Capitals April 12th, and that very well could be right about the time that Ovechkin gets the number of goals he needs to.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes.
You think it's going to happen against us?
It could. It's going to. We played them in our barn on the 12th, and we play at Washington on the 13th of April.
Oh, no. So there's a
two games.
Two chances.
Yes. He can, so just tell your friends if you want those. I know. And if you want tickets for those for that game on the 12th here at Nationwide Arena, get them now, because the closer we get, the more expensive they're going to get.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what? Yes. Marsha likes him already, but Marsha actually likes Ovechkin.
Even I do,
he's
too.
Our rival.
I have a respect for Ovechkin. You can't take that away from him. Yes.
And he's not annoying like Wilson.
Right. That's
obviously.
Correct.
You hate Crosby, though, right? You don't respect
That's correct.
Him at all.
I have no respect for Cindy. He's a whiny ass. Yep.
Like, I'm neutral on him, but I do kind of appreciate Ovechkin. He kind of does the same thing. He sits in that one spot and just shoots, but darn, he does it well. So
so we have those two games against the Washington Capitals, and then the last two games of the season are April 15th against the Flyers, who cares, and the New York Islanders, who cares, but we need them. We need those wins as well. So we're going to be watching the rest of the season very, very carefully. I hate starting to watch the numbers this early, but I'm going to be drawn into it. I can tell. I already
am. Well,
here's
the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think, unless we go on a huge negative tear where we lose a bunch of games, it's going to go down to the wire, because there's a bunch of teams bunched up. You mentioned those three behind us and the couple above us. And, you know, if we lose 10 in a row, we're out of it. I get
well,
it.
Well, no. Like, yeah, I don't see
but,
that.
But if we kind of tread water, like, even if we'll be right in it, there will be a scenario, I think, where in the last week or two, we still are in the playoff hunt.
I think we're going to be in the playoffs for the remainder of the season. That's why I said what I just said about watching these numbers so closely this far ahead. There are 23 games left in the season after Saturday night's series game, stadium series game. There's still 23 games left. And that's a lot to keep an eye on, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to watch it. I don't think we're going to
be good enough to clinch a spot early either. That's why I said the games are going to matter.
It's possible. Like, some of these teams could suddenly just fall off the planet, and then we would be in, you know, and higher. That's what Gage was saying a couple of weeks ago, the fact that, you know, he wants to see us continue to climb up and then nip at the heels of, in this case, at this time, it's going to be the New Jersey Devils, because they're at 70 points and we're at 66.
Gage was targeting Carolina.
Yeah.
he was.
Okay.
They've had an interesting situation. They traded for an awesome player from Colorado, because Colorado didn't think they could sign him. He's like one of the top 10 players in the league. But he hasn't signed with them either, so they might retrade him. One thing to look out for is a trade deadline, I think, is next week.
Yes, that's correct.
So if they dump him, they might be out.
All right, final thoughts? Any final thoughts before we wrap it up here, Darren?
Two things. One, again, super excited about the Saturday game. Everyone should go. Let's make this a big deal. Two, let's watch this trade deadline. I don't know if the Blue Jackets are going to add, move free agents. I don't know what they're going to do. So keep an eye on that.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it for you. And we thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend and enjoy the Stadium Series game at the Shoe.